going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. One day after his run-in with ICE agents at Federal Immigration Court, Controller Brad Lander is speaking out, and his legal troubles may not be over.
The day after he was taken into custody by ICE agents, Brad Lander was back on the campaign trail, this time supporting deliveristas, many of them migrants who are trying to save their jobs. Now, Lander has vowed to return to immigration court. He says Congress members Gerald Nadler and Dan Goldman are there today to observe, but he says it's clear the Trump administration is targeting Democratic public officials. He says while he was released yesterday, he is aware there is an investigation into the incident, but he believes the video evidence of the fracas will show that he was not interfering or obstructing. He says the tragedy here is that migrants go to court without representation, are stripped of their protected status when the judge or the person who is involved with this says, case dismissed. He says that's not necessarily a good thing. That means you no longer have protected status. And then once they walk out of the court, they're immediately taken into custody. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Less than a week to go before the New York City mayoral primary, and Andrew Cuomo continues to lead among Democrats. A new Marist poll out this morning, though, shows State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani closing the gap.
The Democratic race for City Hall, now a two-person contest. According to Marist pollster Lee Meringoff, he says Andrew Cuomo is still the front runner, but his 19-point lead over Mamdani from last month is down to 11.
There's a lot of people who still haven't made up their mind, and I think the ranked choice voting introduces an element of greater uncertainty because of the way the process works, and you have to get clearly over 50% to ultimately be declared the winner of the primary.
The new survey has Brad Lander and Adrian Adams at 7%, Scott Stringer at 4%. And the poll concluded 6 days ago does not factor in Lander's arrest by federal agents yesterday. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, a man is now in critical condition after he was struck by a black SUV in a hit and run in Queens last night. The man is in his 50s, is being treated at Jamaica Hospital. The incident happening just before midnight in Ozone Park near 101st Avenue and 116th Street. Police now looking for the driver. Lawmakers in Nassau County are again asking to make Juneteenth an official county holiday. Juneteenth has been a federal holiday since 2021, but Nassau County employees cannot get a paid day off because the county doesn't recognize it. Democrat Olena Nix represents Uniondale in the county legislature.
We first presented this bill in 2021. It's now almost 4 years later, and we're still fighting for Nassau County to keep up.
Nick says every town and city in Nassau already recognizes the holiday, so it's time for the county itself to get on the same page. Well, no testimony today at the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. One of the jurors is suffering from vertigo and had to stay home, so the trial is on hold for now. It is not a day off, though, for lawyers for Combs, who are debating with the judge whether or not certain exhibits can or cannot be shown. The prosecution is close to wrapping up its case, and the defense has said its presentation could take as little as 2 days. That suggests Diddy will not be taking the witness stand himself. Well, residents of East Elmhurst are coming out in opposition of a plan to convert a former Catholic convent into a shelter for people with drug issues and mental illness. It would be located right next to Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Academy. Parish member Michael Pinto telling 1010 Winds that the nonprofit Young Adult Institute, which was granted the lease, was not transparent about its plans.
It showed that one floor was going to be for young adults with mental illnesses, and the other floor was going to be for young adults with chemical dependencies. And the chemical dependency part is the part where the community was not happy with, because there's a grade school from pre-kindergarten to the eighth grade right next door, 10 feet away.
1010 Winds has reached out to the church and is now awaiting comment. The Grand Central 42nd Street subway station was the scene of a violent encounter during the morning commute. Police say two people are now hospitalized at Bellevue after both were knifed. The victims are men, 28 and 32 years old, according to investigators. One of them was able to make his way into Grand Central Terminal after the attack and flag down an MTA police officer for help. Investigators are still trying to figure out what, if anything, triggered the knife violence. No arrests yet, but they say they are looking for a person of interest. Well, some folks in Staten Island really need a hot glue gun, apparently. Police are looking for several suspects after a Michael's Craft store was targeted by big-ticket shoplifters last week in the Charleston section, not once but twice, within minutes of each other, and it wasn't by the same people. The first suspect was a man, investigators say. He went into the Michael's location on Bricktown Way and walked out with a hefty $1,300 worth of merchandise without paying. Only about 90 minutes after that, two women went into the same store, grabbed about $1,900 in merchandise, and waltzed right past the registers with their haul. The NYPD has released security camera footage, hoping to get calls from people who recognize the three suspects.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.